Frederick Ernest Andrews, we are living in the railway vans. Dear Mr. Slater, just a few lines to let you know how things are going with me. I'm the only GW man in this detachment. McMeekin is in the railway transport officer's office about 3 miles from here, and well, I see him occasionally. I was very sorry to hear of the deaths of Pond and Woodhams. No doubt there are other casualties amongst our office chaps, but I seldom hear any office news. Our family has to pay the penalty of war that so many thousands of families have done, for I'm now the only one here. One brother has just been discharged after 9 months in hospital. The second was killed at Ypres about a month ago, and the third is now in London, a hospital with a bad shrapnel wound in the thigh. I've had a variety of jobs, including navvy's work, carrying rails and sleepers, guard, point oiler, and various other jobs. I'm now a checker and number taker, which job suits me much better, for it combines a lot of indoor clerical work with outdoor checking. Now that we have to face another winter out here, well, it will be something to spend a little time indoors, for I still have memories of last winter under canvas. But I shall not be so badly off this winter, if we are living in railway vans, which will be much warmer, I think. I've been in France nearly 9 months, and there does not appear to be any prospect of leave, for there are more here who have been 18 months without leave, and at the rate the ROD men are going at present, it will be well into the next year before my turn comes. Yours sincerely, F.E. Andrews.